Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the DDP again today. I'm going to move on to the fourth verse of Titus chapter 3. We have arrived at Titus's greatest contribution to the New Testament. Not Titus the person, but the book. Titus didn't write Titus. Paul wrote Titus. It's a letter to Titus. But Titus contains two passages, one in the second chapter, the 11th and 12th verses, dealing with grace, and then a passage in chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, basically the fourth and the fifth verses, that are two of the most important passages about grace in the entirety of the New Testament. If Titus has no other great contribution to the New Testament, it is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, and Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. We have arrived at the second of those two passages, and we are in verse 4, keeping in mind that in verse 3, the apostle reminds Titus that we used to be foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts, pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another, verse 4, but when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, and we'll stop there. We're reading into the fifth verse. So, coming out of a passage regarding what we used to be, how we used to act, how we used to respond, he gives the conjunction, the transition, the rebuttal phrase, but when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. The moment that the kindness of God through Jesus appeared, the possibility of regeneration and renewal began. Now, that's obvious. The moment that the gospel arrived, the possibility of man being saved, it's ABC, 1, 2, 3. What is often missed in this passage is that Paul says to Titus, the very first thing we noticed about God when we saw Jesus was the kindness and the love of God had appeared. This phrase, had appeared, or toward man appeared, speaks backward to verse 11 of chapter 2, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And just as we said in 2:11 that the grace of God that appeared was in the form of Jesus, the kindness and love of God that appears are also Jesus in Titus 3 and 4. Why this is so often overlooked is I don't think that the word kind is the first adjective that comes to mind when people try to describe the nature of God. We have such a mentality of performance and basing God on our performance, how God responds to me based upon my performance, which really cheapens the nature of God because it makes him more like a man than a deity. He is now forced to respond based upon what you do. That is the elementary principle of the world. Through grace, God is not forced to respond by what you do. He responds based upon his kindness and his love. And because we have we're predisposed to think of God in those terms, the word kind is not often how we describe God. And yet, throughout the New Testament, we see a kind God at work. The kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. It was even an Old Testament description of God. His kindness and his goodness. Whenever he showed Moses his glory, Moses said, show me your glory. And the Lord said, no one can see my face and live, but if you'll stand in the cleft of the rock, I'll walk past. You can see my glory. And when he walks past, the Bible says, and the goodness of God passed before him. So God has always wanted to describe himself, excuse me, in terms of goodness and kindness. But unfortunately, we choose to make those almost secondary descriptions rather than primary descriptions of God. May kindness not be your last resort with people. May it be your first option, but that will only happen when you begin to see that God's first option with you was not judgment, but kindness. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.